This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely, positively, FedEx. Today's show is sponsored by Acura.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura.
And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet.
Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own.
Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay. Second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Friday, the real Friday, July 15th, and today's pod is the best one yet.
TBOY.
TBOY, what's going on, Jack?
Last day in Los Angeles.
It is.
We've been basking in the hills of Beverly.
To all the Yetis who sent us places with $12 lattes, thank you. They were delicious.
I just had the most scrumptious cardamom mocha mushroom mineral latte ever.
Yeah.
For $26.
I got 99 problems, Jack, but turmeric solved like, I don't know, 86 of them. Jack, what's going on? What's our first story?
Budweiser has been the exclusive beer of the Super Bowl for over 30 years until now.
Yetis, that deal, it made Coors Light the most creative beer ever brewed.
Our second story is the founder of Oculus VR headsets. He has a new plan.
What is it?
Become Iron Man.
He's pulling a Tony Stark on the U.S. military.
And our third and final story, if you want to enjoy the heated seats in your BMW,
very nice.
You're now going to have to pay an extra $20 a month subscription.
Besties, we hate to say it, but BMW is jumping into Fee-tail. Jack, what's going on with Fee-tail?
It's a theocracy.
It's a theocracy. Are we going to talk about the Fee-fee?
Let's talk about the Fee-fee.
We're going to have to talk about the Fee-fee.
But Yetis, before we hit that wonderful mix.
I mean, apply the SPF. I love this mix of stories. I got a bathing suit on right now.
We got to apologize because we forgot to acknowledge a holiday last week.
We did. Yetis, National Chocolate Day. It was last week and Jack and I forgot.
We would have announced it, but our mouths were full of Cadbury eggs.
It's not your fault. It's Nestle's fault.
We celebrate National Chocolate Day every year because chocolate isn't what you think.
Yeah, Jack and I jumped in T-boy style years ago. Chocolate is actually fundamental to our economy.
Because chocolate is one of the world's first accepted currencies.
Jack and I got this tip from Savannah Westwood down in Orlando.
According to the journal Science,
great journal,
the ancient civilization of the Mayans used chocolate in their barter economy.
Yeah, it's like the ancient Mayans didn't have money. They had a Milka bar.
No credit card.
Right.
Yes, cocoa bean.
Imagine getting paid, Jack, but in Reese's peanut butter cups.
That actually happened to me in first grade.
It's a real thing.
It was awesome.
That's how that economy works. But back in the day, if you wanted to buy a house, you better bring a stack of Hershey's bars.
Chocolate got so valuable like 2,000 years ago.
How valuable did we get?
That the Mayan leaders had to regulate the amount of cocoa beans.
They literally restricted cocoa trees to control the cocoa currency.
They reduced the chocolate supply to fight chocflation.
So Yetis, whatever kind of milk chocolate bar your mouth is indulging in right now, if anyone ever tells you money doesn't grow on trees, they're wrong.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
It's the only money that literally grows on trees.
Right, yeah. Well, let's hit our three stories.
Well, paper cash grows on trees.
Let's just hit our three stories.
Cash is money.
We can hit our three stories.
15 years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea to cause a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, after 30 years, Budweiser is giving up control of the Super Bowl.
And because of Bud's 30-year reign, The beer wars got hilarious.
Yeah, they got amazing. First of all, shocker to nobody.
Budweiser loves the Super Bowl. They chug Super Bowl commercials.
Here, though, is the shocker.
Bud has had the exclusive right to have beer commercials during the Super Bowl for over 30 years.
Like, you may not have noticed it, but like from the Clydesdales to the Frogs, to like the What's Up guys.
Those guys.
Every Super Bowl beer ad you saw in the Super Bowl, it was a Budweiser ad.
And remember the year after, What's Up? How are you doing? Remember that?
It was pretty good. That was pretty good.
That's why Bud has more Super Bowl wins than the Bradys and the Mannings combined.
Which is why Jack and I were shocked by this quiet new news that dripped out yesterday.
Budweiser is relinquishing its exclusive beer sponsor status for the Super Bowl.
So Molson Coors made a move ASAP.
Molson Coors booked a 30-second ad for next year's Super Bowl. Immediately.
And like the Coors Light brand manager, what did he say about this?
It's a no-brainer.
That's what he said about this.
So on February 13th of next year, we're going to see Bud Light commercials.
Okay, nice.
We're going to see Budweiser commercials.
Classic.
We're probably going to see their like spiked seltzer spinoff commercials.
Like a twist of mango.
But also Coors Light.
But here, Yetis, is what Jack and I find fascinating about this story. We analyzed the Molson Coors commercials over the last few years while Budweiser owned the Super Bowl.
Interestingly, Coors Light commercials have been way more creative than Budweiser.
Yeah, no, we know you're thinking like that's subjective, but honestly, it's pretty obvious when you look at the two different commercials.
Now, Coors couldn't afford to be the official beer of the NFL, so they adapted. They did a little creative like guerrilla marketing.
Jack, what did Coors call itself instead?
It calls itself the official beer of everything unofficial.
Which is just like better.
It's They're
just,
owning it.
It's just funny. Or get this. Coors Light snagged a very particular website. What website
Coors
did they snag?
Light is kind of trolling Bud Light because they grabbed the URL for BudLightNext.com.
So like when Bud promotes its next Bud Light spinoff,
which is called Bud Light Next,
you're going to end up on a website owned by Coors Light.
And they're probably going to rip on Bud Light Next.
Or how about this? What did they do to get around those like silly NFL advertising
rules?
So
the NFL doesn't want their players promoting alcohol. They think it's a bad look.
So Molson Coors found a creative way around that NFL advertising rule.
They hired Patrick Mahomes to be in a commercial.
Great quarterback.
For something that looked like a tall can of Coors Light.
So you're looking at this, you're thinking it's a Coors Light can, but it's actually a Coors Light flashlight?
It's a Coors Light.
Right. So it's a flashlight, but it's still Coors Light.
It looks just like a Coors Light can. And Pat, he opens it up to try to pour it into a pint glass.
And what comes out?
And out comes two batteries.
Right. Not
it's
the
hilarious.
Alcohol. So it didn't violate the NFL's alcohol rule.
But of course, we all know what's going on.
Budweiser didn't pull that off. Coors did. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies in the beer industry?
Necessity is the mother of invention.
Yeah, it is. Coors has designed a more creative advertisement because it had to.
It literally couldn't do an ad in the Super Bowl for over three decades.
So the way we see it, Budweiser bought your attention by owning an exclusive NFL sponsorship.
Coors Light earned your attention by creatively finding ways around that Budweiser dominance.
Exactly. Coors, they had fewer resources. They had a back against the wall mentality.
And those limitations forced Coors to create greatness.
Because necessity is the mother of invention. For our second story, the founder of the Oculus virtual reality headset you may know and love now does self-cruising submarines for the United States military.
Because America has been missing its Tony Stark.
Okay, Yetis, Jack and I jumped in T-boy style to this story. Surprising policy over at Google.
Google doesn't do business with the U.S. military.
Yeah, Google's artificial intelligence principles forbid them from selling tech that could be used as weapons.
When Google tried to do something like that,
which they have,
there was a revolt from their workers who protested.
What Jack and I are trying to say here is that Silicon Valley workers prefer whipping up iPhones to iDrones.
No MacBook Air if it's for the Air Force.
And here is the result.
American tech tends to make toys just for consumers, but they won't do it for the military.
Well, the founder of Oculus headsets disagrees respectfully.
Palmer Luckey was a co-founder of the VR goggles company Oculus that got bought by Facebook and that is now crucial to Zuck's metaverse future.
And just this week, he said that American tech should be making cool things for soldiers, not just for citizens.
Translation?
Iron Man needs to go from fiction to reality.
This guy's trying to go full Tony Stark.
He's trying to be the Iron Man of Silicon Valley.
And he's doing it with his new company, Anduril. Which is an elvish name.
It's an elvish name. It's a Lord of the Rings thing, if you know, you know.
Andoril is Lucky's 5-year-old defense tech starter.
And what they're doing is they're building tech toys, but they're building those tech toys for the U.S. military.
For example, their latest product.
Okay, this was wild.
There's a video on their website.
It's worth seeing.
Underwater self-driving submarine drone.
Yeah, like, yeah, set this thing off, Jack, into the Pacific Ocean. And it just goes exploring, you know, enemy bases casually.
This company just raised money at a $7 billion valuation.
Like a month ago.
And they're working on, like, Tesla autopilots, but submarines for the military.
Just envision a self-swimming Iron Man suit, but there's no human being inside of it.
It's defense tech, not consumer tech.
It's for Private Ryan, not for regular Ryans.
Not for civilian Cindy.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over in the tech industry?
We have more mattress unicorns than defense unicorns.
Okay, Yetis, we know, Microsoft, Palantir, SpaceX, they all do work with the United States military now.
But Andoril is one of the few startups that's going full Tony Stark.
Or, as the founder Lucky put it, there are more billion-dollar mattress startups these days than billion-dollar defense startups.
We got more comfy startups
right
than uncomfortable ones.
Now, Russia and China, they don't have this problem because protest is not an option there.
Tech startups in Russia and China, they're deeply connected to their nation's militaries.
But Andoril's growth, it reveals that there is a hole in Silicon Valley.
And it could be making a hole in our military. And now, a word about our sponsor, Robinhood.
So for the last 3.5 years, Jack and I were running a startup within a startup, basically.
We turned our company, Market Snacks, into Robinhood Snacks, the news arm of Robinhood.
And at Robinhood, we co-hosted the Snacks Daily Pod that you got to know and love.
At Robinhood, we also got to hire an awesome team of news people who run the Robinhood Snacks newsletter.
Wild fact here, the biggest newsletter in America, Robinhood Snacks.
A key detail, though, not many are aware of, is the editorial independence.
So Jack and I set it up so that we could independently cover the most interesting and most important news stories of the day.
Robinhood's commitment to free, digestible news snack style was an awesome differentiator.
Yeah, if you're not investing in Robinhood yet, to get started, go to Robinhood.com/tboy and choose a free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY.
Certain limitations apply. All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
By the way, Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or the podcast. For our third and final story before the weekend, BMW is now paywalling your heated seats.
It's borrowing from airlines. This is a risky move.
It is a risky move. But before we jump in T-Boy style, you've driven on the Autobahn, haven't you?
When I studied abroad in Germany.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive.
My girlfriend at the time's dad had a Beamer. I got to drive it on the Autobahn.
They let you do that?
He didn't tell me there was a speed limit on most parts of the Autobahn.
I thought it was unlimited. I thought it's just like ludicrous speed.
It's not. I think I got him a ticket.
Did you hit 200 miles an hour?
Kilometers.
There we go. It was a trick question. But Yetis, in the UK, Germany, South Africa, or New Zealand, BMW is trying out a new thing.
If you want to use the heated seats in your car, you have to pay a monthly subscription.
Are your butt cheeks feeling a little chilly on that Autobahn?
Yeah, if you want to heat them up, you can, for $18 a month.
Okay, Jack and I were shocked when we saw this, Yetis, but we noticed it's actually part of a growing trend.
Investors are loving subscription-based business models.
Yeah.
So car companies want in.
And this all started with Apple.
Apple charges $900, give or take, for an iPhone.
But then they charge you $10 a month if you want to enjoy their Apple services.
And that concept was emulated by Tesla.
Tesla charges you $50,000 to buy one of their cars.
But if you want to use Autopilot,
which is fun,
that's $200 a month.
So besties, here is what BMW is thinking. They really like Apple and Tesla's high stock prices as tech companies.
So it's acting like a tech company itself.
They are.
It's hoping with this subscription that investors start treating BMW like a tech company.
For example, Jack, are you enjoying those side safety cameras that happen to come with that Beamer?
It's a fine feature.
It is.
It's $25 a month extra.
Oh, Jack, are you enjoying those high beams that automatically turn off when another car is coming?
Just like guac.
Yeah?
It's extra.
Yetis, BMW thinks that this situation is actually a win-win. They think it's a win for them and a win for you.
BMW investors love that steady stream of monthly subscription revenues.
And they think customers love not paying for heated seats in the middle of the summer.
But we gotta ask.
Yeah.
Do customers like paying for heated seats in the winter?
It feels like a takeaway moment, Jack. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies
over at BMW.
They're borrowing the wrong business model.
Yetis, this is Fetail, like when companies charge you for things that feel like they should be included for free, but are actually now fees.
Airlines love them some Fetail.
They love Fetail.
The Wi-Fi fee, the luggage fee, the fee.
It's a theocracy, Jack. It's a theocracy.
Flyers, though, universally dislike Fetail.
And that is why less than 1 out of 3 Americans have a positive view of an airline.
If you buy a car that has heated seats in the seats, those heaters are already built into the expensive car you
buy. Do you want to vent for a moment, Jack?
You shouldn't have to pay a second time to use the heated seats that you already bought.
Yet he's paying extra for something easily available in the product already? That doesn't feel like flexibility. That feels like a fee.
BMW charging for heated seats, Nick, is like if Apple started charging to use Bluetooth.
BMW thinks it's offering freedom. It's actually offering feedom.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of warm butt cheeks.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us before the weekend?
Budweiser has given up its monopoly on Super Bowl beer commercials.
And Coors Light shows that necessity is the mother of invention.
For our second story, Anduril is a $7 billion elvish name startup that's giving our military high tech.
Because there's more mattress unicorns than there are defense unicorns.
And our third and final story is that BMW is testing subscriptions. They're basically paywalling your favorite features in the car.
I know you want to vent this takeaway. Say the takeaway. You got this, Jack. Oh, yeah.
It looks like they're borrowing from the wrong business model. Fetail.
Now time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by longtime legendary Yeti Sarah Sitchell from the Upper West Side.
Manhattan Henge happened this week in New York City.
A wonderful moment, Jack, when the grid of New York City lines up perfectly with the sunset.
It's the New York City solstice,
right?
And everyone takes a picture.
Technically, it's like 2 days after the solstice. There was like a grid/degree issue with the planning of New York.
Everyone takes a picture.
And the best place to watch Manhattan Henge is actually West 79th Street, right by the Natural History Museum, because there's a hill on the Upper West Side.
You look down on West 79th Street, and at the very end of the street is the sun.
But what many don't know while they're taking those Instagram photos is that the term Manhattan Henge was coined by Neil deGrasse Tyson,
the famous natural history museum astrophysicist.
Yetis, you looked fantastic all week. Jack, you were glowing with that mocha matcha mushroom latte you devoured yesterday.
I'd be growing more if I didn't have that SPF leaking into my eyes.
Los Angeles, you ate us up and spat us out.
Yetis, besties, have a great weekend.
Celebrate some wins. And before we go, a happy birthday to Mr. Tuck Kramer over in Brattleboro, Vermont.
Tucker Kramer from the 6th borough, Brattleboro.
Friar for life. And Shane Mandy's from Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Happy birthday.
Shane's got the comedic presence of Chris Farley and the physical mystique of Chris Hemsworth.
And a happy birthday to Noel Geary over in Logistics Chicago.
Happy 31st to Ben Lagel in Seattle.
And Sarah Eden in Hingham, Massachusetts, just outside Boston.
Happy birthday to Amber Benson in Magnolia, Texas.
And Steven Big Bam Trong over in Atlanta.
Happy birthday to Ashley Sunflower Barnum in Rocky Hill, Connecticut.
And Caitlin Dion, happy birthday in East Granby, Connecticut.
Happy birthday to Christopher Boucher in Hamden, Connecticut.
And apparently the whole state of Connecticut. And Kelly Klein is turning 60 and has 35 years teaching in Cottonwood Heights, Utah.
And happy birthday to Pearl, who's traveling to New Zealand for her birthday with her son, Essen.
And Maxine McGee, congrats on 3 years working at Snowflake.
And good luck to Vince Lester, whose mid-year's resolution is to run 1,083 miles by the end of the year.
1-1,000, 2-1,000, 3-1,000.
This is Jack. Nick and I both own stock of Apple and Robinhood.
And now a word about our exclusive sponsor, Robinhood.
Look, we're not tech guys. We're not engineers. Nick, I'm no product manager.
You look great, but we're not technically. When our computer's not working, Jack and I turn it off and then we turn it back on again.
But when we moved to California to join Robinhood, we were in tech's mecca.
So we were soaking up as much about the tech industry as we could.
One thing we saw about the tech industry at Robinhood was insane customer focus.
Every product launched, every tweak made to the app was a laser-focused move on customers.
Robinhood would be interviewing hundreds of users to figure out if one tweak of one button in the app would improve the experience.
Inside of Robinhood, we saw that everything the company did was focused on the best outcome for you, the customer.
If you're not investing on Robinhood yet, to get started, go to Robinhood.com/tboy. and choose a stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY.
Certain limitations apply. All investments involve risk.
Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
By the way, Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or this podcast.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Nick and Jack here. Want to quickly tell you about the show Business Wars.
With the launch of ChatGPT, Sam Altman and OpenAI reinvigorated our imaginations and fears of a world with artificial intelligence. While the company looked like a stunning success from the outside, a battle was brewing within. Almost a year after launching ChatGPT, that battle erupted into a war when the company fired its charismatic CEO, Sam Altman.
From Wondery, Business Wars is a podcast about the biggest corporate rivalries of all time. And in the newest season, host David Brown digs into the philosophical differences within OpenAI that culminated in Sam Altman's shocking firing and what it means for the future and safety of AI in the modern world.
Follow Business Wars on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. And for more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more, Wondery means business.